Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, coming up this weekend is the 4th of July holiday weekend. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, I'm sure you're preparing to celebrate with your friends and family with a cookout, maybe going to the beach, maybe you're on vacation visiting some friends, just having a good time celebrating the founding of our great nation. I just wanted to share with you an article that I found, and in that article I found a few things. A report from 2017 found that 8 people died and over 12,000 were injured due to firework accidents, and half of those injured were children and young adults. It also mentions that fireworks account for over 18,000 fires each year. It's wonderful to celebrate the founding of our country through the magic of fireworks, but you need to keep yourself and others safe while using them. Now, I found this article from the National Safety Council, which has tips to keep you safe while also having fun with fireworks this weekend. Now, I'm going to have a lot of negatives here because I want you to be safe and the article wants you to be safe. So just bear with me here. First one I have for you is, never allow young children to handle fireworks. Even quote-unquote harmless sparklers can cause injury from the sparks, and temperatures can reach as high as 2,400 degrees Fahrenheit, which can result in serious burns. And let me tell you, one of the articles, I don't think it's in the article, but another article that I read on firework safety, you obviously need to wear shoes when you're using fireworks to prevent yourself from getting hurt on your feet. I recall it was probably a good 10 years ago when we decided as a family to purchase some fireworks and do them in our driveway. And one of those happened to be sparklers. It was fun at the time to have little kids playing with sparklers and waving them around and having a good time. But after they went out, they would just drop them on the pavement. Well, a little while later, when I went to go light some smoke bombs, I stepped on one of the used sparklers, and let me tell you, the pain was unbearable. I ended up with a pretty good-sized burn, not serious enough to go to the emergency room, but it did leave a mark, and it did hurt for several days after that. Even after putting on aloe vera and the burn creams that you get from Walgreens or CVS or your local pharmacy, and then wrapping it up in a bandage. But yeah, I got it right in my insole, and it was painful. Again, it'd be very, very careful with little kids around fireworks, especially sparklers. Of course, you want to have them hold them and take the pictures so you can post them on social media. But please, keep your kids safe. Don't allow them to handle fireworks. Get the poppers, the ones that they can throw on the ground. Those are safe. Maybe the party poppers where you pull the string and a little confetti comes out. That would be okay, but you need to be very, very careful when it comes to sparklers and smoke bombs and other things around young children. The next tip I have for you is pretty obvious. Never use fireworks while on drugs or alcohol. Just as with operating a motor vehicle, your judgment is impaired and you may not be thinking clearly or aware of your surroundings, which could cause serious injury or damage. Again, whenever we talk about motorcycle safety, watercraft safety, snowmobile safety, we've talked about that in podcast past, and every one of them, one of the caveats in there is don't operate while using drugs or alcohol. Same with fireworks. Again, like I said, your judgment would be impaired and you may not be thinking clearly or aware of your surroundings, which could cause serious injury or damage. The next tip I have for you is never hold fireworks in your hand. Many injuries from fireworks occur when people hold them in their hands. A split second could mean a lost appendage or worse. Many ER visits out of those 12,000 injuries had to do with damage to hands because they didn't let go, or the firework went off before they could let go. So definitely never hold fireworks in your hand. Always put them on the ground or use the approved apparatus that they have for fireworks. A lot of fireworks, they have like little stakes that will stake into the ground to light them off. The next tip I have for you is never point fireworks at people, animals, or buildings. Now, I'm sure you've seen them. We've all seen the videos online of people shooting Roman candles at each other or tossing firecrackers under lawn chairs. Like, the grandma's sitting around the fire pit and the grandson or one of the mischief makers goes and throws a couple of firecrackers under her lawn chair to make her jump 10 feet in the air. It's funny on a video. But it's not funny if grandma ends up in the hospital or in the emergency room because she got hurt from a firework. It's not funny when little Johnny ends up in the emergency room because he lost an eye because somebody was shooting a Roman candle at him. So never point fireworks at people, animals, or buildings. Animals, it's animal cruelty. Buildings, obviously, you can start a fire and cause some serious damage. So use fireworks as they're intended. Shoot them up into the sky. Be wary of where you're shooting them. Make sure that you don't have any trees, power lines, or anything in the area that you're going to be lighting them off. And the last tip I want to share with you, there are many more tips from the National Safety Council, but I'm just going to read a few of them here. The last one I have for you is soak spent or malfunctioned fireworks in water. Make sure they are submerged for at least a few hours before tossing them in the garbage. After you've done with fireworks, that's just common sense. Just have a bucket of water standing by that after they're spent and it's safe to handle them, just pick them up, dunk them in the water, leave them in the water, as you're cleaning up. Don't leave it for the next day. Make sure that you clean up all your firework debris after the items have cooled off enough where you can handle them safely, and just put them in water. Just leave the bucket overnight, and then the next morning just pour out the water and then dump the firework trash in your garbage can. Again, it's a safety issue. There's smoldering embers within a lot of the fireworks that could smolder all night and cause a fire. So definitely clean up your firework debris when it's safe to handle. And again, if you soak those in water for several hours or overnight before you throw them away, that way it would prevent any igniting of any garbage within your garbage can, which cause additional damage. Now, fireworks for the 4th of July is an American tradition, a wonderful display to cap off a day of celebration with friends and family. You can still enjoy them. Like I told you, you can still enjoy them and still be safe. I recommend that you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening to this podcast later on. Easy enough, just go up to the search archive and type in Fireworks Safety 2021. It'll bring you to the blog post for today with a link to the article from the National Safety Council. It has many, many more tips on how to be safe around fireworks for the 4th of July holiday weekend. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good, a very safe, and a very fun 4th of July weekend. Take care.